welcome back. This is Paranormal Watchtower, episode 5. Thanks for joining us. Today, we are talking about haunted items. Those of you who may have haunted items in your home don't even know about it. But those of us who have dealt with haunted items know a lot about and hear a lot about other haunted items. Today, we're going to talk about them. My name is Brandon Kramer. I'm co-hosting with Ray Wright.
What's up,
everyone? Want to say hi? There he is.
Haunted objects. Now, this is something you know quite a bit about.
I do. Been in the game a long time. Been a collector for many years now. But we'll get to that later if there's time.
All right. So, like, when I think of haunted objects, haunted dolls, I'm going to naturally go to, like, Annabelle.
Yeah. Annabelle is probably, I would say, the most famously haunted doll.
Is this yours?
No. Oh, that is the copy. That is the one that I found on eBay for sale. That is 8 feet tall.
Really?
It's 3 to 4 feet tall, yeah. And I didn't measure it, but it's much bigger because the real one actually sits on what's like a bench or a stool inside the house, and it's quite tall. That one is way too small. But anyway, I actually have the ad, and it actually bothers me a few things what they said. Okay. It says, this was given to us from a client that had a huge Hollywood memorabilia collection. He said it's very valuable and rare and to do whatever we want with it. He had wrapped this up and sealed in a pallet box and was in its own room away from everything else for over 40 years. Okay, so right there, I'm going to stop right there. If obviously it's not the real one, if it was packed away for 40 years because the family had it in the museum, the real one.
And
so
the Raggedy Ann doll, right? Am I correct on that?
Yes, it is a Raggedy Ann doll. Yep.
Now, how come the one in the movies, like, why did they change it? Just to make it creepier? Because to me, a Raggedy Ann doll is pretty creepy by itself.
The Raggedy Ann isn't, see, to me, I don't know if it was because the Raggedy Ann wasn't creepy enough or if they were worried about some sort of infringement on the rights of the Raggedy Ann.
Oh, I got you. That makes sense.
You know, because they didn't want Raggedy Ann coming after them, you know. But I will say this. I think the Annabelle series and the history and the doll itself has brought a lot of popularity to the Raggedy Ann dolls and made a lot more people buy them.
I didn't even know you could. We had one when I was a kid. I think my sister had it.
I don't think I've seen any new ones, but I see them at antique stores all the time. All the time.
Do they call them Annabelle or Raggedy Ann?
No, they just call them Raggedy Ann. They usually come with Andy, which nobody wants. Nobody wants Andy. Everybody wants Ann.
That's cool.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, the big set that I bought, those generally go for $300 to $400.
Wow.
At an antique store. And I lucked out. I got mine for $100.
My mom paid like $10 when she got ours.
Well, they wanted $100, so I paid $100. It was actually for the pair. And I threw Andy away.
You threw Andy away?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Haunted right there.
So that is what it is. So let's see what else it says. The business card that was with it. Oh, here. Okay. Now they really go on a stretch.
No.
The business card that was with it is the address of John Wayne Gacy's property where all the brutal murders took place. Now they're just adding to the bullshit.
That's crazy.
Well, if Raggedy Ann doesn't scare you, if you don't believe us yet, well, maybe you'll go on the creep factor with John Wayne Gacy. Oh, hey, what else does it say? What?
Does his house even exist anymore?
His house? I have no idea. said, could this be the original Annabelle doll or a replica? I think it's obvious to everybody which one of the two it is. This is currently sitting in my neighbor's shed as I don't trust this thing one bit. Please make any offers and take this thing away from us. If you really want to sell it, don't ask $5,000. Why? If you really need...
You say put it in his neighbor's garage?
Yeah.
That's kind
of... But they're acting like they're desperate trying to get rid of it, but yet a $5,000 price tag. You know, like, please come and get this from us, but we won't take less than $5,000.
I asked you this question earlier, so let me ask you on the podcast here. How much did you pay for the real Raggedy Ann doll or the Annabelle?
Oh, well, I know our answers will vary quite a bit. So let me ask you first. Well, how much would you pay for the Annabelle doll? The actual Annabelle doll that inspired the movie, inspired fear in millions of people.
I'd probably go a couple $100 just because it's some memorabilia. But
a couple $100, that's it, huh?
I don't want a haunted doll, to be honest.
Big spender. Now, being that I'm poor.
Well, let's pretend you're not for a minute.
Okay, if I was filthy rich, like, I'd probably start offering at about $50,000.
Wow. What would you do? Just put it in a case in your house?
I would have it on display, and just to say I have it, and just owning it would be enough for people to talk about me. You know what I mean? Like, you would be known having that.
Would you charge people to come look at it?
Ooh. Well, if money was no object and I could afford that, I probably wouldn't. I would want the privacy. I would show it off, be like, here it is. But no, you can't come and see it, you know?
So I'm not sure who owns the Warren's Museum now, but if you want to sell it, I can get you
$50,000. Yeah. I think I'd have to do a GoFundMe at this point.
Right. I'm sure there's somebody out there with a ton of money that would go like $500,000.
I don't think they're going to take my Burger King coupons.
You don't think so?
Annabelle. No, I don't think so.
Maybe throw in some Pizza Hut coupons too.
Well, I could probably get them a good deal through Kramer's Moving Service if they want to move. But of course, they'd have to move to Wisconsin.
Nobody needs to do that.
Everybody needs to move to Wisconsin.
So that's on eBay, huh? Now,
yeah, that is just the tip of the iceberg of stuff on eBay. There's so much. What I'd like to talk about is that lady with that damn toaster. That's what I'd like to talk about.
Jesus toast?
Oh, God, that lady. Jesus. Yes. All right, she's the one.
What do you got to say about Jesus toast?
Oh, she is a nutcase. I'm telling you. She.
Now, those other pictures you sent, was that from her?
Yes. Those are her actual pictures. She.
All that.
Okay. Just so everybody listening and watching, I sent Ray this picture and a few others that were also taken from the same video. And the story is she has this haunted toaster. And it talks to her, like tells her, it screams out demonic stuff. And the thing blows up in flames. I don't know. Did I send you that picture? Yeah. It like shoots flames out the toaster.
I thought maybe it was like a parody of the lady or something. Like
no, that. These are the actual pictures from her video.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they did a... They did an interview. Somebody interviewed her and her toast comes out. And I thought I had her confused with the Jesus toast lady. That's who I thought this was.
That's who I thought we were talking about. And then I seen Satan.
Now this lady, those of you listening, if you just look up haunted toaster online, you will find this video on YouTube. It is amazing. You have to watch it. This lady goes on and on about how she got the toaster, and she shows him. She's like, "Well, do you how do you use it? And she puts a piece of bread in and she pushes the lever down and it won't go down. And she's like blaming Satan for not letting her do it. And then it finally goes down and she pops one. That's the picture right there. Satan lives. She's claiming that it came out of the toaster like that. Now, those of you who are viewing this, take a look at that and see if you can tell me why that is BS. Ray, what do you think?
Like, that just looks like she scraped it in after it burnt.
Absolutely, it does. It looks exactly like she took a knife or something and carved Satan lives in a burnt ass piece of toast.
And then not only does it proclaim its loyalty to Satan, it also tries to burn her face off.
Yes. And that's what happened when she did it in front of her interview. It shot flames up the top.
I wish I could have been there for that. Like, it looks old too. It looks like it's from the 80s or something.
It is an old video. Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest Haunted Toaster on YouTube. You'll find her.
So when you said Jesus Toast, I thought the lady that found the image of the Virgin Mary on her toast or something.
I thought that's what it was, but then I forgot about this lady and this I came across so her.
Better. This is so much better.
I know.
Like,
I love it.
First off, turn your toaster down a little bit.
Right?
That bread is scorched.
Yeah. Yeah. That, turn it off flamethrower mode.
Look at that thing. That's like a cell phone battery going off.
Yeah. It shot up for a good, I don't know, in the video, I think it's about 3-4 seconds, but it shot way out. And she's all, woo! Like a big old fake surprise, like she didn't know it was coming.
I mean, honestly, unfortunately for her, they didn't have eBay back in those days, or she could have probably made a few bucks.
Oh, she could have sold that toaster for big bucks. Big bucks.
I know a few people that probably would have bought it.
I'm probably one of them.
Right?
Yep. I would buy that toaster. Probably nowhere near what I would pay for the Annabelle, but I would buy that toaster just to say I have that toaster.
Do you think it still works after that?
Absolutely does, because the interviewer asked her, he goes, so why do you hang on to it?
Right. It's a good question.
She says, well, this is almost word for word. Well, at the end of the day, it makes good toast.
No, it don't. Did she not see? Hold on. Let me get that back up here. How do you call that good toast?
I don't know. She says it makes good toast. That's the end of the video. That's how they end it. she says, well, at the end of the day, it makes good toast. And then end scene. I'm like, what the hell?
I wonder where this lady is today.
I don't know. She's probably dead.
But we need to try to find her.
It was an older video, so.
Maybe we can contact somebody in her family and find out what happened to the toaster. Maybe we can procure it for you.
Well, they have her name on there. I don't want to say it on the podcast. I think it's Betty something, but.
Not Betty Crocker, obviously.
No, obviously not.
Jesus.
Good one. Good one, Ray. Good one. Good one.
Thank you. Shit,
skin. Oh. So what are we going to talk about next here, Ray? Pick one. Pick one. Pick your favorite.
I'll put one up here.
Oh, there we go. Haunted okay.
Doll. Is this eBay?
No, that's not a doll. It's eBay. Now, here's the thing. I found this on eBay, and these are all current, folks. These are all stuff that I just found the other day. Just found, like, 2 days ago.
Tell us the truth. Did you place a bid?
No, I did not. I did not. But what it is it's, what do you call, it's not a pentagram, because pentagram would be upside down, right? What? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You get what it's called. But anyway. They're claiming, let's see. Yeah, they put it. This is the title of the listing is Haunted Doll, Active Spirit Witch, Demonic Curse Charm, Pentagram Necklace. Okay, now here's the deal. Do you $35 they're asking, but yeah, You here. The best part is they have another listing with the same thing. So they have two listings with two different necklaces with the same description.
Same.
So red flag, you know, there's no way that they would have two of them.
Looks plastic.
That are both haunted by demonic beings.
Why are these haunting necklaces? Come on.
I mean, do you want to hear a little bit about it?
Sure, go.
They're calling it the Witch's Pentagram Charm. Dangerous, demonic necklace. Beware, all capital letters. It is better that you have some experience with cursed and demonic objects. Please be super careful. Meet the Witch's Pentagram Charm. This is a dark charm for witches and aspiring witches to help elevate their magic and unique spells to the next level. This is meant to make you unstoppable and powerful beyond your imagination. So apparently they're targeting witches or
young witches, it sounds like,
or wannabe witches to buy this, which explains why automatically I call bullshit and the reason they have two of them. But now that we're talking about it on the podcast, now they're going to sell it for sure.
Right.
You know,
for $37.
Yeah. 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 That's I'd much rather buy, and I have in the past, haunted mystery boxes.
Now, this one has six spirits.
Ah, the picture. Yes. Okay.
Six for only $5.
Now,
less than a spirit.
Yeah. That's $1.30 a spirit.
Oh, no, it's less. Maybe like 75 cents.
Is it? I laugh so hard.
But look at this.
Oh, yeah.
$6.
I was thinking $5.
Who's going to?
Yeah, more to ship it than they're charging for it.
No, here, I think I got a bigger image of that.
Do you want to hear the story of it while you're looking? Oh, you want to hear the story of it?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay, it says it's from an abandoned home in North Judson, Indiana. Paranormal investigators found a collection of abandoned images in Indiana. Mice or time damaged some of them. Our investigator extracted as many salvageable photos from the property as possible and cleaned them up properly. Sorting and testing the enormous collection for the paranormal activity took months. So they're trying to say that they tested each photograph. I would like to know their process. How do you know if the picture is haunted? You know?
You get out ghost tube.
You get out ghost tube and point it at them.
Yeah, you say, is this picture haunted?
Yeah. Oh, it takes, in my opinion, it takes years to find out if something is actually haunted. It takes so long. My biggest gripe about that is people that get the haunted dolls off of eBay or whatever, and they put them in front of a camera, and within 5 minutes they turn on some app and it starts talking, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, this doll's haunted. Its name is Mary. Bullshit. I mean, first of all, yeah,
I've seen TikToks where people have gone to Walmart and found haunted dolls.
Yeah. But here's my biggest gripe. Even if they are talking to spirit when they're doing it, and you can, I'm not saying you can't, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but when you're talking to something and you get a response, how the hell do you know it's the doll? How do you know it's not just a random spirit that's in your home or wherever you might be talking to you? How do you know it's the doll?
Well,
you know, that's,
you didn't have a ghost before the doll, then maybe.
How do you know? But even then, how do you know you didn't? You know? Yeah. The home was demolished for the family. Oh, they built an express gas station where the house was, where they got this picture. Was reportedly haunted. EMF spikes and cat lights made the photos feel spider web like on the skin. The what? Timeout.
I don't even know what I just heard. What?
Let me Allow me to read that again and let this sink in. Okay. Nope. EMF spikes and cat lights made the photos feel like spider web like on the skin.
What the heck? What investigation are we doing?
So what they did to find out if these pictures were haunted was they set them up and they put cat balls and a K2 in front of it.
Right.
And they imagined a spider web feeling and automatically came to the conclusion that there's six spirits in this photograph.
Six. Because there's six people in the film.
Yeah. So they're all there. And you can get yours for the low price of $4.44.
So what this tells me is that the Amish are right about photographs capturing your soul.
Apparently so.
But the low price of $4.44, it can be yours.
Yep.
That's pretty smart, though. I mean, you tearing down an abandoned house so you can build your new $300,000 house. And, you know, you're going to need a little extra money. So just start calling things haunted. It tickled your skin because of spikes and cat lights.
And don't forget those awesome cat balls.
Cat balls. Maybe even throw in a free pair of cat balls.
Yeah.
So they can test it for themselves.
I have to say, those cat balls are about as useful as dowsing rods, in my opinion. I think, in conclusion, so I'm assuming you think that 100% that picture is haunted with six spirits, right?
Oh, I'm 100% convinced because of the cat balls.
Rush to your nearest computer and go to your eBay and pick up that picture, guys.
Plus $6 shipping.
For under $10, that could be yours.
Now, let me ask you about this one, because I don't know much about Robert the Doll.
Oh, okay, guys. Now, I got to switch gears on this one. Robert the Doll, to me, in my world, in my brain, and from the knowledge I've gained and the fear I have, to me, Robert the Doll is the most terrifying doll in existence.
Why is that?
Because there's so many people that this doll is apparently affected, like after the fact.
Allegedly.
Well, everything is allegedly, but if you've seen the lady who, I think it was a few years beforehand. Now, this story is a couple years old already. But she went and she was in a walkthrough. There was a group of people and they were looking at this doll, at Robert. And some guy did something behind her and he walked in front of her, cut her off or something. And I think she called him an asshole or something like that. But she was looking right at Robert. And apparently, she thinks that Robert thought she was talking to him and he basically ruined her life after that. Like, she got in a car accident on the way home, all sorts of things happened in her life and her health went to hell all within a very short period of this doll. She actually wrote a letter to the people that own Robert the Doll.
Wrote them a letter.
Yeah, she wrote them a letter telling them, asking them what she can do to apologize to Robert. And what they did was, I think it was, and I know this is going to take away credibility for most people, but Ghost Adventures did an episode called Artifacts. It's called Ghost Adventures Artifacts. And they had Robert the Doll on there. The caretaker of Robert brought him up and they let Zach hold him and all of this. And he was terrified, of course.
Of course.
Long story short, she had the lady, we'll call her a victim at this point. She wrote Robert an apology letter that she brought with her. They invited her to come to the show. And she was terrified. She didn't want to see Robert right away. Well, she ended up walking up in front of him and reading off her letter of apology. And out of respect, he says, they weren't going to record her talking to Robert. But what they did was they left the microphone on.
Of course.
So we got to hear the whole thing, or at least part of it. I should say part of it for sure. And she was basically broke down. She broke down crying, tears in her eyes, came back out. And she said, even just walking away, she feels better. She tried to explain to Robert that it was a misunderstanding and that she was heartfelt in her apology. And this lady is like the most believable woman I've ever seen. Like, I totally believe her story. I absolutely believe her story. And if, even if it's bullshit, even if the whole story is, even if what that Robert had nothing to do with her, even if that's the case, the feeling she got after talking to Robert and saying and apologizing, making her feel that much better, I think was worth it.
So like a placebo effect.
It could have been, but I, Hunter, that she believes that he affected her life 100%. And I got to tell you, I think he did. I think he did. I Robert the doll to me is so much more terrifying than Annabelle. I don't know why they didn't go with Robert. He's got such a better story and more stuff has happened afterwards. Like Annabelle, there's nothing happened after they put her in a case. You know what I mean? Like they put her in a case and then no more victims.
That was it. But Robert,
that was it.
Anything to do with the Warrens, so did he?
I don't believe so. No, that's probably the difference.
You could have been famous, Robert, if you just would have haunted the right people. Now, it's just in a museum, right?
It's, yes. I believe it's in Florida.
Right. You want? Have you ever been down there to visit it or anything?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
You should.
I don't. That trip. I don't know if they if it's the kind of thing where they have, if it's an open museum or not. I don't know. But next time I go to Florida, I'll definitely look into it.
I'm wondering.
So those of you who are listening from Florida, let us know if you know anything more about that.
I think from what I read, it's just in a regular museum, like. Not like a paranormal museum.
Yeah. Well, it's not a haunted museum, I don't think. But he does have a caretaker who keeps him clean, keeps him company. Like, she is all about it. Like, that's her job, is Robert the doll.
Nice.
She does nothing else, as far as I know. That's her job. And she takes it seriously.
You should, if you're going to be taking care of a haunted house.
Yeah. So,
all right, now that brings us to probably my favorite.
Uh-oh.
The Dybbuk box.
Ah, yes.
What do you think of a Dybbuk box?
At first, I was sold on the idea. Years ago, I was sold on the idea. I even went down to Zach's museum in Las Vegas and saw the Dybbuk box. Now, to my surprise, he had two of them in the same room. He actually calls it the Dybbuk room.
So he got scammed twice.
And he's got, at the time, now you got to, this is about 2 years ago that I was there, but he had built a see-through guarded fence, not guarded, but fence around said Dybbuk box to keep people from touching it. Because apparently, according to them, people were being affected just by touching it. Just by touching the glass around it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
did you look into the story, the history of the Dybbuk box?
Of the original one?
Right.
Or this one?
The original.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, he claimed, I mean, I could go into the story, but it's Googleable. I forget his name. But there was a guy who bought it as a gift for his mother. He ended up giving it to his mother as just a regular. He thought it was cool, or put her groceries. Can't put your groceries in it. She was going to put her jewelry in it, whatever. And then she opened it that same day. She had a heart attack, like within minutes of opening it.
That's the original story, but do you know the original?
Yeah.
Who sold the box? Like this guy, here's the original if you want to see it. This is the original Dybbuk box, a replica of it.
Yeah. It's okay, that's a replica?
Yep.
Did you know the cool thing? I don't know, like, the origins of a Dybbuk. Like, they...
It's from... It's a spirit that possesses a person.
Well, there you go. So it's a Jewish demon.
Not quite a demon. Like, it doesn't possess boxes. Like, the whole Dybbuk box was a made-up story by the guy that sold this first one.
Right. He later came out years later. And do you know why he came out? Or why do you think he came out and said that?
I'm guessing just
I know why.
Keep the fame going a little bit would be my guess. I don't know the reason.
I think he came out and called bullshit on it because he didn't get paid like Zach did for it. He wanted some of that money.
Yeah, I don't.
And Zach told him to go piss up a rope, and he got upset. He's like, fine, then I'm going to say it was all BS. That's what I think. I mean, that's might be an unpopular opinion, but it is what it is.
Well, this researcher tried to find the origin of the Dybbuk box story, and there's no mention of it in history at all before the guy that sold it on eBay.
Really?
Yep. Like, the Dybbuk is a real thing from Judaism, but it's more of something that possesses people, not boxes.
Well, and... I believe that, well, see, the Warrens, now, they contradicted themselves, and most people don't even realize it, but the biggest contradiction for me is when Ed Warren said that demonic spirits have no interest in inanimate objects. They're not going to attach themselves to a box or a picture or a doll.
Right, and I'd agree.
They're after you. They want to live. They want to experience what it's like living. That's what they want. They want your soul. They have no interest in the doll on your shelf or the pictures on your wall. Now, the biggest contradiction to that is the whole Annabelle thing. The whole Annabelle thing is based on a demonic spirit in the doll.
Yep.
So you tell me which version you believe. I'm not saying Annabelle's not haunted, but
I don't know if I think any object's haunted. Like, I could see certain materials keeping a recording of some event, but in terms of it, like how they make Annabelle out to be, that's hard for me to buy.
So that's all I really know about Dybbuk's. Not much. Yep. Other than the videos that I did for, you know, the clock app. What about the haunted wooden decoy? Well, for $124.44, you can get a haunted wooden decoy.
Oh, with the bird?
Yes.
Oh my.
It looks like this.
Yeah. How much?
$144 and, oh no, $124.44.
That's not even a good decoy.
Or best offer, right?
Best offer, of course.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, and apparently it's somebody who gets a lot of haunted stuff because it says we get most of our haunted dolls and vessels from thrift stores.
No, at least it's not Walmart. Oh, we've... No. We down.
Yeah, we do. We down.
I don't buy it. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me with haunted objects. I don't understand why something would want to haunt something else, like, and not a person.
You don't know. Yeah, no. As far as inanimate objects, there's, I don't believe that demonic spirits have any interest in it. I'm much more lean to that. The only way that I think a demonic spirit would go into a doll as if it was going into hiding, you know, there are those theories that people say, well, it hides in the doll to, you know, to gain trust of a child and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if they'd go that far or not. I really don't know. I don't know.
You'd think just appearing as like another child would probably do the trick at that point.
I would think so.
Because, I mean, dolls are freaky even when you're a young kid. To me, anyway. I don't like dolls. They stare at you.
The dolls stare at you.
They do. They got weird eyes. Sometimes they blink at you.
I found the video of the lady in that toaster. Just look at it. Found it right there. You see her? It's probably backwards on your screen, but she'll go ahead. She'll have a hard time putting it down. And I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see when the... Oh, it stopped.
Yep, your fingers got a little pushy happy.
Oh, there go the flames. Did you see it or no? No? The flames just shot up. But anyways, you can see it. You can look it up.
It happened quick, huh?
Woman and her haunted toaster.
Woman and her haunted toaster. Everybody, go ahead and Google that. Let's watch this video together and laugh together.
And then here is...
So that's the
real versus the real versus the movie.
Like, I can see why they changed it. That fake one is freaky looking.
Yeah.
Raggedy Ann, yeah. Not so scary.
So, I mean, which one would you rather have in your house?
Neither. I don't want no dolls. Don't be sending me no dolls. I don't want no dolls.
Oh, there is actually something on Marketplace that I wanted to tell you about. I know your wife is big into Game of Thrones.
Goodness, what?
Since I got you here, I might as well tell you. There is a, near me actually, there is a life-size Game of Thrones Iron Throne replica.
Like the
I don't know.
Goodness, she needs that. She's saying I can hear it psychically already.
They want $2,000.
Oh my goodness, they can keep it. She don't need it that bad.
So if you want it, I saved it. And we can talk later.
You want to buy it and bring it down for me?
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up.
Is it? Yeah, October 3rd, isn't it?
Are we giving out secrets?
Yeah, well, I didn't say the year. I just, October 3rd. I don't know why that sticks with me. Maybe because mine's the 18th. I don't know.
The sun's October 2. It's a good month.
So you've never came across any kind of item that you think is actually haunted? Never once?
No.
Huh.
Houses, buildings. But I don't think of like, I don't think I've ever had a creepy experience with any toys. Any type of doll, anything like that.
Wow. Huh.
Like your Adam is probably the closest I've come to being something like that. It's possible.
I have no doubt that there's something attached to Adam. I have no doubt at all. Like,
it's a freaky little doll.
I have no doubt. I mean, any spirit that's going to... Well, we know how he feels about Tiptoe Through the Tulips. I mean, that video went viral. He came on, and those of you who don't know, I played Tiptoe Through the Tulips for him, and he came in, and he says, fuck this, fuck that, I hate this. And he kept repeating it through like a verse of the song. And yeah, that video went viral. Sam and Colby used it on their YouTube page. I mean, it was something.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. So I totally believe that Adam is, I should probably show Adam now that we're talking about him, huh?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know what he looks like. Freaky little doll. Brennan has a lot of haunted stuff. I don't have anything haunted. Don't even send me nothing haunted. I won't bring it in the house. And let's also not forget, when Brendan got Adam, he ran it over with his car.
Oh, do you want me to tell that story?
I just told him. You tried to kill Adam before he even got in your house.
So now, Before you judge me, I know Adam does not look like your typical old ceramic, creepy, haunted doll, but this is Adam.
He's so tiny. Evil little.
He's even waving hi.
It's been a while since you've brought him out on Alive.
Yeah. Well, he's got his own little throne up in the glass cabinet. We'll just set him down here for the podcast. He can watch me for the rest of it.
Just go ahead and toss him on the floor.
No, I shouldn't do that. I like I said, when I first got him, the post office or the postman put it on the driveway and not on the porch like he normally did. So I backed out, and for reference, I had a at the time I had a Chrysler 300 with big fat tires on it. And I think that's the only thing that saved Adam was the tires being wide. But anyway, I ran him over with the back tire, and then I ran him over with the front tire. So you might ask yourself, well, why'd you run him over twice? Well, reason being is because I had a blacktop driveway that was chunking up, and there were chunks of blacktop occasionally that would break off. So that's what I thought it was a big chunk of that asphalt. Thought nothing of it until I got backed out over the front tire and I saw the box.
Crushed.
Oh. So then I made a video about that and then went live the next night with Adam. And that's the night that the other dolls that I had started acting up when Adam arrived.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. The other two that I thought were might have been haunted didn't do anything for, couldn't get a peep out of them for weeks and weeks. And then the very night I brought Adam home, I put the REM pod on top of them, of the box. And about, I don't know, less than a minute later, it started going off.
Guys, that's alive.
So
freaky doll.
Yeah. So it's cool. But yeah, I'm a collector, as you know. I've got creepy stuff, I've got cursed stuff, I've got haunted stuff. And then I just got your average everyday, not every day, but your oddities. I have, you know, shrunken heads. I have a full Oddfellows ritual skeleton. I have a suicide painting. An artist in Milwaukee this happened about 30, maybe 35 years ago when being gay was shunned upon. And as an artist, he was basically picked on a lot and whatnot and went through a lot of depression. Well, the painting I have is the last painting he ever did. And he actually shot himself in the head while he was painting. I did a censored version of that story for TikTok, but the truth of the matter is there is blood and there was blood and brain matter on the painting from the incident.
I could see something like that being haunted.
So, oh, well, here, I should probably show that too, huh? Let's see if I can get it without knocking everything over. Nope.
Oh. Right, we're going to lose the microphone for a second.
Okay. So here's the picture. Here is some mysterious fluid that was on there, a little bit over here, and some sporadically on the picture itself. This is just a wear mark on it, like a scrape. And so is this. But that, and some more over here. So that's his last painting. He didn't even get to finish it. This is as far as he got.
That's freaky.
Now my question is he painting an alien that he saw? Is he painting his lover that broke up with him? What is this? You know?
I have no idea what that is. Looks alienish to me.
Yeah. Well, somebody referred to it when they asked me about it. They asked about the alien photograph.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. That's going to conclude our episode tonight. This is Paranormal Watchtower. Don't forget, on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time, we will be premiering these episodes on YouTube for your viewing pleasure along with ours. We will be in the comments. Myself and Ray will both be in there. So if you feel you want to throw your snide remarks, we'll be there to respond. Take care, everybody. Thanks for coming in. My name is Brandon.
This is Ray. Thank you guys for spending time with us. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you guys next week.
See you on Wednesday. See ya.